Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Together, there could be a couple of adjustments today and around the league as well as they get their practice squads ready to go. And waiting for the Miami Dolphins to officially get a field goal kicker. And probably, I don't know how banged up the running back room is, but it looks like it could use another. And we'll see about that. But hey, Woody, come on, man. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting engaged finally right before
the
season.
Not you, bro. Please. By the way, this is shameful. I put on ESPN Radio driving in this morning, and they're interviewing someone from People Magazine about this thing. This is as close as we have to a royal wedding. It's shameful, man.
So I know.
And no, I'm not starting the show with wedding music. No, I wasn't.
I know. And I hear it all the time. Like, why do we have to show her so much? Is she good for business or not?
For whose business?
For the NFL business.
I guess.
Not your business.
I mean,
it doesn't help your fantasy team or something.
So,
I get that.
So they announced it at my son's school yesterday in his class. They announced it.
Well, everybody, what do you think I got when I got home?
I get
think
it.
My wife was asking me who the backup, who's going to be running down on the special team. She goes, did you see Travis Kelce?
And I was fine until I turned on my radio this morning because I wanted to hear what's going on in the world of sports. And I hear ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports,
hitting it hard,
talking about a wedding between a football player and a singer.
She's got many followers.
And I'm not trying to be that guy. I know. I'm not trying to be the Taylor Swift hater.
I know. But she's got so many followers.
Can we just please separate sports from their wedding? Please?
They can't.
Please. I get that it's good for your business.
She's got so many eyeballs. She does.
How many dudes are tuning in to ESPN this morning and want to hear about that?
Hey, probably not
look
many.
By the way, look at. Yeah, I know we're doing it. ESPN Radio, the show that's on right now.
It's a love
story.
They're
doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it. It's a love story. And by the way, yesterday we were talking about what kind of year do you think he's going to have? Because he admitted that last year maybe he wasn't as focused and his numbers were down. Well, your numbers were down, not because you weren't focused.
Yeah.
Although it is hard to manage.
Well, he's getting older.
You're 36. Yeah. You know, you're not going to play like you did when you're 30.
Well, what does they say? Women weaken legs?
Well, I mean,
right. Isn't that what Mickey said?
I did wonder this, and I know it's a new world of sports, but he was bouncing around on his day off and he was different places last year. And listen, he's all in on the team. Don't get me wrong.
Think any of that stuff matters.
Okay.
Man. Do you?
I don't know, but you don't exactly have the normal girlfriend. You've got a girlfriend that goes, we got a day off. Can we just can we go hang out in the day in New York and I'll fly us home on my plane? I mean, it's just different, right? You and I are scrambling to get a seat on an airplane, and well, should we get a first class or sit with a little extra pay a few extra bucks to get a little better seat up closer, or sit in the back, or just however you can get me home. Just get me home quickly. Anyway. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Thanks
we
for
do
moving past it by the way, right now. Yeah,
I just mess with you.
I know. I know.
So you're gonna put a dark cloud right over your head.
The only thing that crushed me with it, and I don't care, whatever. But tuning it to ESPN Radio this morning and hearing them interviewing someone from People Magazine, and I'm like, can you guys just talk about what happened yesterday in the NFL?
She connects everything, and it goes right back to the Kansas City Chiefs, who just happened to play in the Super Bowl every year. On top of everything else. And so
maybe,
the other one
not this year, Joe, maybe
the other one
year.
Is what is Patrick Mahomes' wife's relationship and what was it last year? And
oh, is that a thing?
Oh
too?
Yeah. My God. Listen, they
still
can't
a problem
get enough.
Or she's calmed down. I think, right?
I don't know. Meanwhile, the husbands are like, look at whatever's going on. You guys be as famous as you want. We just want to try to win another championship. That's all. That's all they want to do. Hey, we got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. 53 coming together yesterday, but probably not done. Probably not done. It could use a running back and officially get a kicker to it. We know Jason Sanders is going to be out. Somebody's going to be coming in to kick. And I know there was a name thrown around yesterday that was going to be Riley Patterson, who's been around, 63 of 74. Look, there's a whole bunch of guys that have been in and out of the league that are veterans that you can bring in. I don't think any of them are going to be Jason Sanders, but to get you through, hopefully, and not playing a tight ball game and not need a close kick, although I'm saying that, and I'm thinking, Joe, you know that's going to be the case in a lot of these games. Field goal kicking and getting that tying field goal or a field goal to put you up two scores so the other team can't come. All that stuff comes into play. It just does. Every week, how many teams play within a one-score game? And the kicker, when you really look at it, you know, your kicker having a big game really does make a difference. Hell, our guy had 37 field goals last year. 37 field goals. Yeah, I'd say the field goal position was pretty damn important in all those threes that you're able to get to either tie a game up, keep it within a score, win a game, all those kind of things. They do matter. So what? I know last night my phone was ringing. It got crazy during the day, and people are like, and by the way, I wasn't even there to the whole thing. I'm just watching it come in. So I was not surprised about Cam Good. He was the captain in the last game. I thought right away when I saw him go on the field, as crazy as that sounds, as one of the three captains for the last preseason game, I said, they have just made a decision ahead of all those guys that are better pass rushers that Cam Good is going to be on the team as one of the core special teams players. Now let's get into some surprises that I probably should have done a better job. It's on me and not on anybody else. And that is they kept a couple of guys that were rookie free agents from a year ago that were on the practice squad all year, never coming up. And I did not see it coming. Jordan Colbert at safety and Isaiah Johnson at cornerback. And I'll be honest. Now, some of those other guys might say they saw it coming. I don't think, if they're being honest, that was the case. But both those guys, two big guys, your biggest corner and your biggest safety by coincidence or not, and will be special teams guys for now. And, of course, the other news that broke right after we had Kyle on yesterday was Rasul Douglas is coming in 1 year, $3 million, started at cornerback last year for the Buffalo Bills. And so he comes in. I'm guessing somebody asked me, you think he comes in and starts? I think so. If he's ready to go in the next week and a half, because that's when you're going to play your first game up in Indy, I think the goal would be to get him out there. I don't know if they want him, you know, again, going from 0 to 60 and playing every snap, but I could see Rasul Douglas, Jack Jones, rotating in there and playing a lot with Storm Duck, who will play probably every down and then Jason Marshall will still play inside at the slot. That would be what I would think early on here. And then they got a whole bunch of guys banged up that we got to figure out when they're all coming back. Ethan Bonner, when's he going to come back? I think they have him, if I'm not mistaken. Do they have him on the 53 right now? I'm not exactly sure. I should have known that, but I'm not exactly sure if he is or not. But the surprise is Matthew Butler, defensive tackle, Isaiah Johnson, and Jordan Colbert were my, ooh, I didn't see that coming. Now, I got to tell you something else. I looked at the tight ends, the three tight ends they ended up keeping, Waller, Connor, and Hill. I'm not sure they're done at that position. As much as they want to run the football, I'm not sure those are going to be the three guys. Two of those guys, really good pass receivers, and one guy in Waller has not played. He is going from he's doing a new one. I've seen guys not play all camp and be involved in joint practices. This is a first for me, though, for a guy that didn't play at all last year and didn't play at all in camp. That's a new one, and we're going to stick him out there. They got him number one at the depth chart. He's a number one guy, and they're going to play him, and we're talking about him like it was a guy I saw play when he was with the Raiders. And if that happens, he is freakish. He athletically was freakish when he was with the Raiders. Yes, he was. He did some things. He was, at times, you couldn't cover him. Could run. He's a big target, and he's got a hell of a story to go with it. For all the demons that he fights and everything else. But this is a new one. In your 30s, a year off, a camp off, basically a camp off. I don't count working off the side and running some routes when nobody's around. I'm talking about being out there and getting involved and some collisions and falling to the ground and learning how to take a hit and getting your shoulder down after somebody's getting ready to hit you and all those things, man. And he hasn't been through it. And that would be my only, cause I'm curious like everybody else, when this thing finally comes together with the Colts, and we're finally going to get to that now that we got a pretty good idea what the team's going to look like, I am really curious more about him and how much rust he's going to have and what he's going to look like compared to the guy that we saw play a few years ago, and not the guy that played with the Giants, the guy that played with the Raiders. Can he get back to looking and making some of those kind of plays again, a year off and basically a camp off? That's what this was. This was a camp off. They took it real slow. They said they were going to make it a real slow process and work his way up to get him ready for the Colts. And they're taking a big jump. They're a big step. This last step is a big one, from no joint practice work, no preseason work, obviously, and going to start practicing with the team, and then going to play against the Colts. So we'll see how it all goes. And then, you know, the questions, my belief is, last night studying the roster, the 53-man roster, is what I thought it was when we started. When everybody gets back, it looks good. I am concerned about depth, overall depth of the team. From the starting five, I'll start with that. The offensive line, with Austin Jackson coming back, I worry about, if you have to play, you're keeping eight guys right now, how much of a drop-off is it going to be when some of those guys have to play? So that would be number one. And then the rest of everything else, cornerback position and everything else with depth. Now, if those guys stay healthy, I'll give you another one. That's no secret. I like both these guys a lot. I enjoy talking to both of them. I'm a big fan. And that is the rotation on the defensive end position. It could be your strongest position, but we got two guys that we need to stay healthy. When they're healthy, they're productive. Every time they're injured, they come back, they're productive. Jalen and Chubb Bradley have been productive. Can they stay healthy? So that's going to be a big part of it, because I think, as the coach has said and the coordinators have said, that, hey, man, we feel like if our pass rush is, and especially getting creative and all the different things Coach Weaver can do in different places to play them more than just two of those guys at a time, but in long yardage situations, put another guy in there to really get after it, will help the secondary a lot. No question about it. But I am not crazy about the depth of this football team. Now, the other good stuff, though, part of the depth, is they're going to keep a lot of young guys on this team. There's going to be all seven draft picks made the 53. Five of them will play a lot of football week one, and we haven't said that. Five of them, hell, three of them could start. So, and the other two will play a lot, get a lot of snaps. So, on offense and defense, I'm obviously, one of them's Ollie Gordon that I'm counting on, and the other's Marshall in the nickel position to be able to play. But so they're going to have a lot of guys. All seven draft picks will be on the roster. Quinn Ewers will be there, had a nice camp, deserves to be there, and then we'll go from there. So, again, I think the coaches will be the first ones when they're sitting in their meetings going, man, we got a chance if this thing can stay healthy. And I just threw out a lot of things in there that you heard. And but yeah, it's deep some places. It is deep. I think the wide receiver position's in good shape, although when it's not Tyreek and it's not Jalen Waddle, it's going to look a lot different. As you saw during preseason football, it looks a lot different. Things don't happen, and we got to get those four guys back for the Colts. I'm counting on them being back because I was told they're all going to be back for the Colts game, and they're the four guys that we haven't seen at all, are very, very little in camp, starting with Achan and starting, obviously, with Tyreek Hill and Austin Jackson at right tackle, who you're paying good money to. And when he's right, he's pretty darn good. He's a good, solid right tackle. And you got to have those guys. And that's going to be a big part of this thing, is being able to have those guys ready to go. That will be – you get that speed back, and you get those guys back, and a look. And honestly, we haven't seen much of Jalen Waddle. They've been real careful on how they've used him. And now it's time to let him go. Let them go and get this thing going. Hey, we got to go to break, man. It was just a little teaser to start the morning, and we've got a lot of stuff. We'll get into some more stuff as well. We got obviously something that's a little more important than this 53-man roster going on Sunday here in town. Miami is jumping into it, man, in week one. They are jumping into it. The last game of the weekend, the Sunday night game against Notre Dame on ABC. They are freaking, by the way, I don't even know. I see Channel 7 promoting a game. I'm so effed up on where that game's going to be. I'm still getting used to this ABC thing, and it's an
ABC. What's going on with that, by the way?
I don't know. I see.
I saw a lot of people are losing ABC. Am I right on that?
I don't know.
The local ABC? Different TV provider? I know there's a fight going on right now. I think it's Fox is involved too, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. WSVM was promoting,
but
it. They're going to have
games
on.
WPLG was involved in some sort of the fight as well. But they broke off from ABC.
Yeah, they did. I think they did.
Very complicated. You'll find the game.
We'll find it.
Hopefully.
Oh no, you'll find it. You punch in ABC, that sucker's going to pop up somewhere. That game's going
to
pop up.
Talking to your remote, tell it. Hurricanes game, please.
You know what? That remote's a hell of a lot smarter than I am, right? So I tell my dad, when in doubt, just talk to that thing, man. Just talk to that thing. You'll be fine. Hey, it's kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're going to be fine when you go there. You're going to be fine as good wine when you see that SUV family. Right now, it's your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I've been talking a lot about it. Matter of fact, somebody said, you know, we got some real nice cars and we got some great trucks. I said, I know you do, but you got an SUV family. You know what? I'm a little selfish. And they said, please stop talking about the Tahoe. And I said, no. I love my 2025 Tahoe. I love all the space you get with it, and I don't even need it all anymore. The kids have grown up. I don't even need it at all, but I sure like driving it. And I will tell you the same thing for a Suburban. And when I'm not talking about those two, I go right to the midsize all-new Equinox. The electric Equinox got everything you want. When you start looking at convenient driver tech, you look at a fantastic look and all that space for you and your family. Midsize, but yet all that room for your family, even if you got some six-footers in the family. Oh, my gosh. Plenty of room for family and friends to enjoy themselves. And, hey, that's not it. I do want to tell you about Silverado trucks. We make a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle with a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. You need a full-time working truck, something you can depend on that can work 7 days a week like you do right now? Well, you need to go get that Silverado truck. Strong, durable, number one selling Silverado truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Joe, Miami football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
Yeah, how about skipping school and just get into something, man? We can get a job quickly. Get something you like. Something you enjoy doing every day. Anyway, hey, listen, we've got something we enjoy. That's talking about sports, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. By the way, last night, so I'm still watching this baseball. I just want to let you know, at the end of the night, when you need a break from a 53-man roster and seeing who got cut around the league and the quarterback and who's going to start for the Saints. And by the way, a bunch of quarterbacks got chopped yesterday. Well, I'll tell you what, it is incredible. The amount of quarterbacks are really good in college that just don't work out. It really is. I mean, some guys that played in a lot of really good, not even all the first round guys that don't work out. Just guys in general that team said, you know, this guy's got a chance to be our quarterback And now they're like on their fourth team, which we've had happen the last few days. Some more guys that have been starters got released yesterday. And it just always amazes me. So you're looking at it. You're trying to get a guy. You go, all right, he's got some talent. He's athletic. Oh, he can run. Yeah, he'd be good in our system. I think he'd work in our system, what we're doing. We just got to work with him. Yeah. Some fundamental stuff, right? Footwork, reads, you know, the game's a little faster. And the next thing you know, we're a couple years into it. These guys, 25, 26 years old, and teams are going, he can't play. Not going to work. You know, they sit back there, all those guys having those meetings together, 30 coaches going, nah, he can't play. It's amazing. It really is incredible as you put these rosters together and all this stuff. But I did catch myself and enjoy putting the TV on. I'm still on this Marlins thing. They're still fun to watch. It was 2-2 last night before you heard Woody in the update if you were with us. 9-run ninth inning for the Braves. They lose 11-2. 1-10 start today. I will say this. They have some guys mostly through the trades. Not guys they've drafted, but guys through all these trades they've made. And a lot of them are hurt, by the way. Not good. But every time somebody's not playing well or gets injured, they bring another guy up. And it looks like if they could ever keep all the guys that teased us this year. I called it tease because, you know, like, see, you get through most of the season and some guys are down and not playing well or not playing at all. But I got to tell you, man, if I could come back and, again, you hope they'll add a few pieces, but they probably won't. But Perez, Cabrera, and Alcantara. And by the way, Alcantara might be the third best pitcher of the three of them right now. But I'll take him. Had a nice outing last night, although it's kind of hard because you're seeing 11-2 and you're thinking he got blown out. He actually pitched well. But Lopez, Ramirez at catcher, Stowers. Stowers is playing like an all-star. Then he gets injured. And I don't know if he's coming back. Edwards. And now Marcy. This guy Marcy looks like he could be one hell of a piece to this team. Anyway, so they've got some guys that look like, again, they're getting their feet wet right now and getting a chance to play. And Conine and some other guys will be coming back. But obviously, besides being a tease, you have to be durable. That doesn't change. You need guys that can make it through a season and play. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up because I was watching that last night. And I know it's football season. Don't get all crazy on me here early in the morning. And then we got just a great first weekend of college football. God, is it just Texas at Ohio State at noon. Are you kidding? Did I see that 12 o'clock? Did I see that for lunch and a couple of cocktails? That Texas and Ohio State 1-2, with all the Arch Manning stuff to it and everything else. That's going to be fun. Bama at FSU. Want to see what Bama looks like? And honestly, how much better is FSU than that horrible season they're coming off of? I mean, horrible season. After the guy went undefeated the year before in the regular season. Hell, through the whole through the conference game.
I don't think they get blown out in that game, right?
I hope not. I like to see a good game.
Hold it close.
I'm not sitting there and wanting Alabama or FSU. I'd like to see a close game.
We got a game tomorrow too, man. We gotta show a little love here.
Go ahead, get your team in there.
Well, the Bulls are playing Boise State tomorrow.
Ooh, that's not good for you.
Why? We have a marquee game, bro. 5:30 on a Thursday.
Boise State. And now Boise State. They're the Rebels of the West, bro. That little school out in the middle of nowhere that has that blue field. Don't think they haven't loaded that bad boy up again.
I think the Bulls are counting on it being a hot night in Tampa. So, you know, hopefully that'll help them, get them.
By the way, it will help some. I have to admit.
I don't know what the weather is like, you know, in Boise, Idaho.
We were talking yesterday about home field advantage with weather.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at when you play certain teams, right? Like you don't want to play Buffalo in December up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, right now we're going to play Buffalo anytime the way they owned us. But so you got Buffalo up there, should be warm. Week three should be a nice warm game. So we can't, you know, that one. And then our advantage against the Patriots coming down here, that heat that I played in yesterday at 11 o'clock, not 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, was brutal. And you know what happens on a nice clear day? On one side, it's nice and shady, and the other side, it's a sauna bath.
I don't know what you think it'll play into Sunday's game with Miami, but just looking at it, like Notre Dame, Joe, it's 70 degrees in South Bend. That's the high. So I know it's an evening game. I know the sun will be
it's
down
still,
just about by kickoff, but it's hot on that
but
field,
it is
man.
Still.
There's no air down there. It's humid as hell.
Yeah.
I think that plays a big, big factor in this game, doesn't it? You're coming, by the way.
Did you go double big?
No, but the weather looks great there. Like they got a high of 75, a low of 55. Like sunny. It looks beautiful
there. Yeah.
Coming into this crap,
it will be different weather. There's no question.
Get a little of that rain in there too to just really mess things up for them.
I'm guessing in this first game of the year, both teams will be rotating some guys in, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. That might come as a shock to a team that has not been in this weather at all.
It's not like
to fly into this stuff for game number one.
Like they haven't played here or are aware of it.
Yeah, but they usually play here late in the year, though.
Anyway,
one of those, those bowl games or something.
I mean, yes,
it's going to play a factor in this game.
Okay,
I hope so. I'm here to tell you.
I hope
you that.
They. Well, you know all your knowledge of that stuff. I'm really going with that there.
I just know that I'm uncomfortably hot when it's out there. So,
I just hope we have a good game. I do. I hope Miami.
I hope Miami beats them by 50, but that would be a good game, wouldn't it?
Listen, Notre Dame is coming in. They got it rolling right now. This coach is really good. He's really good. They are coming off playing in the national championship game. And you can ask the Canes and you can ask a lot of other schools. It's hard to get there. No matter how this setup is right now in college football, Notre Dame had to have some good wins to be able to get to that championship game. And honestly, they got right back in that game at the end of it before Jeremiah made this ridiculous third down play down the sideline.
Yeah. Hey, man, Notre Dame's got a style of football that, if they can establish and play the way they want to play, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
They're not a little team. So.
No, they would gladly take their two running backs, if not three, and run it down your throat, throw short passes, control everything. And get you totally out of you worrying about their passing game down the field, and they just being able to run it. They would love to come out of this game with 220 yards rushing and a 5.8 or a 6 yard average, and you're going, oh boy, this is chewing up minutes.
We're talking about this out there. Isn't this the type of game where you want to just take the ball first and just see if you can't hit them with something big to start this game? Because if they have to play from behind. I think that obviously would take them out of what they want to do. But if they jump on you first, I think you could find yourself in a little bit of trouble. Because I do think they'll be a tough team to come back against.
Yeah, I just tell everybody that's still talking about the last Notre Dame game that we were heavy underdogs against.
And they pounded them.
And pounded them.
Yeah.
This team has just a little different.
They're better. Nothing in common. Is that what you're going to say?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that this coach has done guy's done a hell of a job. Like you talk about a perfect guy.
Freeman's a good coach.
He's done.
He's actually likable, by the way.
He is likable.
Weird because that program's very unlikable.
They've had two guys that I'm not a fan of. Yeah. One that calls himself the president of the Catholic Club, and the other one.
Lou?
Yeah. And the other guy's up at LSU and not very popular.
Oh, Brian Kelly's a bum. But the Lou thing was funny yesterday, by the way, with Coach Jimmy.
Yeah.
How great was that? Not a fan either, I guess, huh?
Well, didn't Lou come out and say he wanted to fight Jimmy Johnson? You're a tough guy. I'm talking about a guy that's, not doing so well in his health right now. But anyway.
Yeah.
We got to go to break here. Hey, man, I just want a good game before we get into personal stuff and how you feel. And
it is kind of a personal rivalry, though, isn't it? Like, it's kind of a vicious rivalry.
It is for two teams that don't play each other all the time, but the history has been so strong that, well, we had people come on and say, listen, Joe, some of the guys did not even play against them, and I get it. It's not like they play all the time, so a lot of Canes guys coming through did not play. They're aware of it, but they will tell you it has nothing to do with Florida and Florida State.
No, it doesn't. But they're going to play a lot more now, I would think, Joe, right?
Yes,
I
mean, they're going to be in that rotation in the new agreement. Hey, we'll play, but we want to make sure. Notre Dame, too. Notre Dame wants to make sure Miami's on the rotation. Give you an idea of where they are. All right. Woody, we've got a lot of news to get to, including a couple guys that didn't make the 53-man roster that have been around for a while. And two guys been around for a while that are still on the 53-man roster. We'll have some of that for you. Talk a little bit more about the makeup of this Miami Dolphins football team. We'll have Alan Poupart join us a little bit later on, and we'll talk about it and see what he has to say about the cornerback position, including the new cornerback on this team that they picked up in Rasul Douglas. All right, right now, I want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership this morning, man. I love talking about an organization that does great work for the homeless and have for a long, long time. And before you get turned off by the homeless situation, because they bother you at every stoplight and stop sign, they're like, why? And some of them are screaming at you and everything else. Listen, Chapman Partnership is about rehabilitation. They bring them in from the homeless. A lot of families, about half the people at say the two Chapman Partnership locations are at families. And bring them in 3 to 4 months of rehabilitation for mental, physical doctors to come in and really help you get back together. Dentists, all these doctors donate their time at Chapman Partnership, by the way. To those people that do that, thank you so much, man. They do it all the time. But they got a lot of great services over there. And then bottom line is within 3 to 4 months is help them find an apartment, help them find a job, a good job to get the families back together, help people get back out on their own. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission and really show them a path towards being back out on their own, getting a second chance. Join me at WQAM to show support to one of my favorite charities that really does make a difference in our community. Any level of support is impactful. I can tell you that. If you want to donate your time, you want to go down and see it for yourself, it's impressive. But if you have money as well, they'll take anything. It's growing. The problem's not going away with the homeless. You can help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Anything you can give will make a difference. Thank you so much.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets.
it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, Woody, and thank you. As we went through cuts yesterday, I still look at the roster, a couple guys banged up. I'm not so sure they're not going to get put on IR on the roster. It looks to me like they still need another running back. And it seems to me like there could be – well, we know there's going to be a kicker. They got to sign a kicker. You're not going to have Jake Bailey doing what he did in that third preseason game. That's not going to happen. The other one is, could there be some more help coming at tight end? And could there be somebody on the offensive line that adds a little bit more depth? Went with 8 guys. And Austin Jackson coming back. And obviously Larry Borm, who's played in his position throughout the right tackle position throughout preseason. So we'll see what might be added. Now the good news is, besides everybody's talking about, oh man, such a sad day, all those guys got cut. A lot of those guys have already been told, hey man, if you don't get picked up by somebody else, we got a position on the practice squad. 16 of them, practice squad positions. And as the season goes on, a lot of those guys are going to be playing. A lot of those guys are going to get moved up. And they'll get off practice squad pay into full salary pay, which, by the way, I believe starts at like $12,500 a week. Not bad. Not bad money to go out and practice, learn the system, give a good look, and keep working with your position coach and the coordinators out there to get yourself ready to play. Now, I'll give you a great example of it. We had 3 guys that made the roster that were free agents in 2024. They were rookie free agents in 2024. 3 of them, no rookie free agents made this 53-man roster. Usually there's one, none on this group. But 3 from last year, including Storm Duck, who's starting, and the best story. But also now, Isaiah Johnson, rookie free agent a year ago. And he was on practice squad all year, so he's now on the roster. And Jordan Colbert, as of right now, a rookie, big, big safety, and is going to play special teams, I'm sure. He made it, and he was also on the practice squad all last year. So 3 2024 rookie free agents made it and on this team. So stayed around. Stayed, worked hard on that practice squad, got noticed, got themselves ready to go in the system, and ended up, by the way, not by accident, happened to be the biggest safety you have and the biggest corner at 6'3". Isaiah Johnson, big athletic guy that I know they really like a lot coming out of Syracuse. So more work to be done today. You'll see a lot more names that you thought, well, they're gone. They'll be coming back. A couple of names that everybody's wondering. Tindall, who's been in the middle linebacker, our first draft pick taken, with a third round. I don't know how many years ago now. Was it 4 years ago? He was released. And Ezekama, another guy that's been around here for a long time, and it just hasn't worked out for a zillion different reasons. Injury, didn't trust him, all those things that come in. So he was released. And the guy that is here and apparently made a nice strong run at the end here because he was hurt a lot at camp. Cam Smith is back. Second round pick out of South Carolina. I don't think they have him in plans to play to start right away. But if somebody goes down, he could, and probably at some point we'll get a chance. The guy's got nine lives, and we'll get a chance once again to show that he can play. I will say this. If he wasn't a second round pick and our first pick taken, he would be long gone by now. There is no question in my mind. We can talk about his talent, all the things he does right. We know all the stories. I mean, a lot of stuff about him's out. The immaturity, the conditioning, all that stuff. If he wasn't a second round that you gave a lot of signing bonus money to, and he's got talent, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he does things and, you know, can get in and out of his break and things that he does do. And you know, at South Carolina that we took in a second round. But there is no question in my mind that if Cam Smith was a seventh round pick or a sixth round pick or a guy they got from somebody else, he would have never been given this many opportunities. No question in my mind. I would debate any coach anywhere. You would never put up with the immature stuff and a guy that's never done it, not being in the best shape of anybody. Just especially, there are two positions that you stay in really, really good shape. Wide receivers and cornerbacks, man. They run more than anybody, especially cornerbacks. Hell, they never come off the field, some of those guys. That one thing you never worry about with those guys is that they stay in great shape. And you hear about his conditioning. Not 1 year, but a second year, and you just go, you're lucky, man. You're lucky you're a second-round pick. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of good stuff, man. If this roster can stay healthy, front part of it looks real good. Back part, a little bit of a question mark, the depth of this team. But it all starts, we'll all find out together, starting next Sunday against the Colts. On the road, followed by the Patriots on our home opener the following week at 1 o'clock. The old Don Shula, let's play them all at 1 o'clock. And can we play a whole bunch of home games in September and October? We would love that. All right, we got to go to break. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But first, I do want to take something very important. It's hurricane season. You see the noodles going all over the place and the new ones out there, and it's going left and it's going right. They all kind of start, though, headed towards South Florida. You ever notice that? Well, it is hurricane season, and that leads me to this. You need to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Yeah, you know, it's one thing to have Impact Windows and Doors. Chef said, hey, wait a second, man. We're going to put roofs on, too. People ask us all the time. He added the roofing part of the company, went out and got some great people. And if you have an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. That sure helps. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call during working hours, 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff in there. Big sports fan. But also, love to tell you about the great products and how they can help you. Covering all of South Florida, Chev and the gang over there are going to take really good care of you. So if you've been thinking about it, pick the phone up, check them out. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.